This is a process that I have taken to calling ruffling your feathers, because it's like sometimes people say something and it just really ruffles your feathers and it upsets you and it gets you off center and it has a negative impact on you. Or have you ever had somebody say something to you and it just like hits you like, takes you completely out of being present, completely maybe even out of your body? There's that expression that says it hits you like a ton of bricks. If that happens to you, very good chance that this process will be incredibly helpful to you, that you'll muscle test weak when you first do the test, and when you do the correction, you will not only muscle test strong, but you will also have shifted that feeling of shock or whatever that feeling is. So the whole idea is that you want to be able to withstand the ruffling of your feathers, the effect on your aura. And you want to be able, so I would take my hand, so this is the first step, is just take your hand and rub it in your auric field. So you shake out around your hand, you're ruffling your feathers. Now ordinarily, you'd be able to withstand that and you'd test strong if that were to happen. But oftentimes we don't, we test weak. We want to be able to have something ruffle our feathers and not take us off of center, not take us off of our strength. So first step, ruffle your feathers. Let's just say it muscle tests weak. What we're going to test is a couple different directions on your chest. So you're going to start with your shoulder to opposite hip, and then you'll muscle test that. Okay, that tested strong. And then you go from that hip back up to the opposite shoulder. That tested strong. Now we're going to go from this shoulder down to this hip. That tested strong. Okay, and now we're going to go from this hip up to the other shoulder, and that tests weak. So we're looking for the first direction that tests weak. So this one from my right hip to my left shoulder tested weak. So in order to correct for that weakness, we're going to go from the shoulder that we ended up, we're going to go back the opposite direction, running a figure eight. So down across the bottom and then up the other way across our body. And this just pulls in and concentrates our energy, and for some reason has an amazing soothing effect and can really shift out that place where you feel like, I just got hit by a ton of bricks, or what just happened. And I just do this until I feel some sort of shift. Now I can feel the energy in my fingers, not everybody else can. So just do this several times in the direction, in the original direction, and see what that can shift. So here we are, just doing the figure eights. Okay, that shifted something. And so now I'm gonna retest. So I'm gonna retest this. So I'll retest this direction, and then I'll retest that direction, retest this direction, retest that direction. So just make sure all the directions are testing strong, and then retest, ruffling your feathers. Okay, it's testing strong, awesome. However, it sometimes just tests different on the front and the back. So you're gonna now just take your hand down your back. You can just kind of imagine it there, put it in the general direction, and muscle test. Ooh, that tests weak. Okay, since it's hard to do this on yourself, on your back, just imagine that your back is in front of you, and this works really well. So you're gonna go from this shoulder, so here's your shoulder, down to this hip, strong, other way, strong, this way, strong, this way, weak. So you're going to, again, you're running the figure eight in the opposite direction of what tested weak, and you just run it in the air. I have been known to do this walking down the street or in the grocery store, and sometimes I wonder if people think I'm a little odd, but that's okay because I am a little odd, and that's fine. It makes me feel really so much better so much of the time. And you'll just do that again until you feel and experience a shift in your space. So this is, again, pulling your energy in and making it so that your aura and your energetic space is strong enough that if something comes in and attempts to ruffle your feathers, you will not lose your center, you will not lose your balance, and it will not have a negative effect on you. And Like I said, I use this all the time and it really makes a difference and it really switches out my energy. So you can notice it, what that shifts for you. Okay, and just keep going for a second here. And okay, it's still a little catch right at the bottom there. Okay, that should shift it. So now you can test the different directions again. Just make sure sometimes more than one direction can need balancing. So just test all of the directions and see how they do. And then just down your back again. Okay, and now that stress is strong. So front and back, and I'm strong. So that is the ruffling your feathers exercise. The figure eights, I'll call it called Tibetan figure eights, and the way that I was the way that I was taught and that I understand is that a figure eight helps to concentrate and bring in the energy. And play around with that and see if it makes a difference for you.